Late last week, we learned some things about Jackman Town manager Tom Kaczynski, specifically that he holds white separatist, anti-Islam, and anti-feminist views and has publicly expressed those views online. Now, Kaczynski's been fired. After a meeting behind closed doors, Selectmen reached an agreement to part ways with him. He says his fight has just begun. Susan Sharon has more.
It was standing room only in the Jackman Town office when Selectmen returned from an hour-long private meeting with Kaczynski. And in minutes, the short-lived saga that put the Western Maine border town in an unwanted spotlight was over. Alan Duplessis offered a motion to terminate Kaczynski's employment agreement without cause, effective immediately.
And that the town pay an additional settlement amount of $30,000 upon his signing a waiver and release, agreeing not to take any recourse or make any legal claim against the town of Jackman or its select board.
One member of the audience let out a small cheer. Others say they're relieved that Jackman can get back to its regular business. The town has been under intense scrutiny in the press and on social media ever since Kaczynski's efforts to create a white homeland were made public. Longtime resident Connie Gay says she turned out to stand up against hatred.
When he put in a Bangor paper that Jackman didn't want Islamic people and to segregate and everything, that is so wrong.
Resident Bill Frawley and Barbara Connard say they think the settlement is the best possible outcome for the town, even the $30,000 payment to Kaczynski.
It's unfortunate, but it's, as we were just saying, it's probably as much
it's
as
like
we'd have to pay an attorney.
If he tried to fight it,
we'd pay an attorney to fight it anyway.
It's a good buyout.
And the bad publicity is over with right away. Hopefully it's a quick turnaround.
Kaczynski has held the post of town manager for the past 7 months at a salary of about $49,000. But town attorney Warren Shea said Kaczynski was still on probation, which meant selectmen could dismiss him during that time.
He was originally a probationary employee, was extended long before this came up, and so they had some reservations, and they chose at this point with him and an agreement to terminate the agreement without cause.
Speaking to reporters and residents after the meeting, Tom Kaczynski said he's not giving up his fight for free speech and civil rights. "I lost a job today," he said, "but I gained a cause."
"You have not had a voice up until now. I will speak for you. I am not a perfect man. I have many flaws. I have said things I regret, but I do not regret this fight for one moment, and this is just beginning."
Kaczynski declined to say whether he would remain in Jackman, although some residents, like Bob Foster, would prefer he go elsewhere.
"I'm not in favor of this person being here. If I was him, he's not welcome. He should realize that and go someplace else to try his little experiment."
Town officials say they will hire an outside firm to begin the search for the next town manager. And several residents say they also welcome that move to make sure that the next candidate is thoroughly vetted. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.